The law signed Monday by Governor Jim Doyle would give music fans a way to fight back when they find out they've been duped. They could get their district attorney or the attorney general involved. Groups who pose as someone else could be fined up to $15,000. John Bauman was known as Bowser when he sang with the group Sha Na Na. He says he's now helped pass measures like this one in 18 states. Bauman says they help keep consumers from getting ripped off.
They should get what they paid for and not see a bunch of imposters who are somehow glomming onto this name without having any real right.
Bauman says the biggest offenders have been groups claiming to be the Coasters, the Drifters, and the Platters, even though none of the members performing were in those bands originally. Bauman says the studios that marketed these African-American groups when they were in their primes often didn't put their pictures on the covers of their albums. The result is that audiences have no visual connection with the performers, and they don't realize they've been had when they pay to see imposters.
It really does have an aspect to it where I feel like it's kind of an extension of the old civil rights movement, you know, where once again these people's rights have to be thought about and defended.
Bauman says the law won't prevent anyone from performing as a tribute group. They just have to let audiences know they're not the real deal. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.